Welcome to The Freelance Economy, the weekly video podcast that's all about freelancing and small business growth, hosted by Kim Merritt, the URL Doctor. This episode is brought to you by the Freelance Economy online course that teaches you to jumpstart your freelancing activities on Upwork in just 7 days, and the URLDoctor.com, with prescriptions for online success for freelancers and small business. Now, let's join the freelance economy. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Freelance Economy podcast. I am Kim Merritt, the URL Doctor, and we have a really interesting episode for you today. We're going to be talking about the SBDC, and I have my good friend, Beth Gantz from the Lorain County Community College SBDC in Elyria, Ohio, which is just outside of Cleveland. Beth has been a small business owner herself in Northeast Ohio for over 14 years, and she's been a certified business advisor with the SBDC for 5 years. She has a proactive and results-driven approach to working with clients. She has extensive experience in developing and implementing programming and coaching. She received her bachelor's degree in psychology from Salem College and an MED in adult learning and development from Cleveland State. She is also certified in Growth Wheel, Profit Mastery, and DDI. Thank you so much for joining me, Beth.
Thank you so much for having me. I love when we can chat.
So. I, me too. And Beth and I have known each other for several years, thanks to the SBDC.
Right.
And before we get into our whole conversation today, I just want to share how I originally got involved with the SBDC. So way back when I was a teenage entrepreneur and I was running my candy company, Kim's Chocolate, I was one of the first clients the SBDC had when you first got started in the mid-80s, I suppose. I think I was about 17 years old when I became a client of the SBDC and got counseling and help for my candy company. And then fast forward like 25 or 30, a lot of years. I've got back involved with the SBDC again as a trainer and a speaker, and I've been speaking at the national conference for the past 6 years, and that is where I met Beth, and we've just been good friends ever since. So I want to let you give the definition. So, because I know the SBDC, I feel, and I've heard this said before, is one of small business America's small business best kept secrets, because a lot of small business owners and freelancers don't even know what the SBDC is. So tell us what small business development centers are.
Sure. So in a nutshell, we help you accelerate your business growth. So we are funded by the SBA, the states in which we're located in, and then the hosts which we're located at. So for example, Lorain County Community College. And so we're a fantastic resource for helping you with business planning, accessing capital, you know, really every department of your small business. And so marketing, sales growth, strategic planning. So all of our SBDCs are unique. We tend to all focus in one area, but we can all help you with things with the general startup of a business or growing your business.
Well, and that's an important point, is that you don't have to be an existing business. You can be a startup, but you don't have to be a startup. You can be, I mean, the SBDC covers so many different areas from the idea phase all the way through growing your business.
Correct. And about 60% of our clients are existing businesses.
So I know a lot of SBDCs are attached to a university or a college. Is that pretty standard nationwide?
It seems to be standard nationwide. Some are connected to economic development offices or entrepreneurship centers, chambers of commerce. So in our state, many of them are connected to universities and colleges, but we do have a few connected to chambers and economic development offices. And you can just Google SBDC in, you know, Utah,
or wherever, right?
You know, wherever, and you'll get a link to the to those locations. Or America's SBDC also has a link to all the ones in your location.
And there are offices literally all over the country. Wherever you are, as a freelancer, as a small business owner, as an entrepreneur, I guarantee you there is an SBDC office that is near you that you can call and get help from.
Yes. And our coaching is 100% free.
That was going to be my next question and thing that I really want to hit home about is these services are free, folks. I mean, SBDCs do have paid training and paid courses, but your core counseling and the core programs that you have are 100% free.
Correct. The one-to-one advising is always free at every SBDC. So some of our SBDCs may have paid for programming, but the coaching is free.
So tell us about the coaching. So if I'm a freelancer, if I'm a small business owner, whether I'm just getting started or whether I want to grow my company, walk me through the process of what it looks like and what's available to me.
Sure. So at our SBDC, there's, like many others, there's a form you fill out to become part of our center. But we really do some initial questions at first to get to know you and the business that you either have or are starting. And then we can really help you identify where we need to dig in and get, you know, some stuff going, or we recommend some courses, or we recommend other consultants that we may have on staff for you. So it's really a needs assessment first, and then we can direct you, you know, where to go from there. But once you meet with us, we're pretty much your coach. So whether we refer you out or work with you directly, we are there to follow up and be that support system for you.
And I can remember the last time that I was in counseling sessions. I mean, even my current company, the URL Doctor, years ago when I was back in Maryland, I dealt with the Maryland SBDC and had a counselor and went in, I want to say like every 2 weeks. And, you know, we had a strategy session and we would talk about, you know, we would outline goals and things that I was going to do between one session and another. But my counselor was Beth, I remember Beth Woodward, was really an accountability a partner as well as a coach to me.
Yeah. So we can work with you as, you know, you can stop by and work with us for an hour, or if you need that someone to be with you through the whole process. I have clients I've been working with for 5 years. It's really up to you and what your needs are. We have some clients who will work with us, move on for a few months and come back to us when there's another need they have for their business and need some coaching around.
Yeah. And I mean, that is such an amazing resource to have that's free. Where are you going to get that it's free? And I mean, this isn't a friend that, you know, you're calling and is, hey, did you get that stuff done? I mean, this is a real business coach, counselor. And I can't speak for every counselor in the SBD system nationwide, but any of you that I've ever had contact with, you've got extensive business backgrounds. I mean, your experience to be able to talk to me as a small business owner.
Yes, many of us are already small business owners or were small business owners. Many of us have commercial lending experience and so have worked for years understanding lending, but also working with small businesses. We take a lot of continuing education courses. We're certified usually in multiple programs, such as like myself in Growth Wheel, in Profit Mastery, in DDI, which is a leadership development program. So we do not only have a lot of us, you know, walked the walk, but we are always continuing to stay up to date and learn for our small businesses.
So let's talk about freelancers, since a lot of our audience is freelancers. What kind of programs do you have specifically for that solopreneur, that freelancer?
Sure. So at our SBDC, we usually start them with a business planning class. And whether they write a formal business plan or not, we want them to understand who their customer is, what their value proposition is, you know, really why they're going to do the particular business they're going to do and their expertise around that. But we've created programming around the book, The Freelancer's Bible. We refer them a lot to the Freelancers Union. We've partnered with you on creating a freelance workshop as well. And so from the business planning side, we really start everyone with a basic business planning workshop. Going forward, depending on your needs and the type of business or freelancing business you're going to start, we have multiple marketing workshops for understanding how to use LinkedIn to reach clients, understanding how to leverage social media, understanding how to, you know, create the content that you need to be able to find those particular jobs that you're looking for as a freelancer.
Right. And, you know, one of the things that I try to hit home with the freelance audience is, you know, you might consider yourself a freelancer, but you're a small business. Yes. You are your own small business. Even if it's a small business of just one person and it's you, you know, you really have to kind of think of yourself as a small business, as a brand, and you have to do all the things that a regular small business does if you want to be successful and grow.
Absolutely. And so, and you eventually may be able to hire people. So So having the resource from the beginning, understanding that you are a business really helps you launch faster, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what do you see with the freelancers who are coming into your SBDC? What do you see as the top three problems or questions that they come to you with?
Sure. So I think one of the first ones is, how do I market myself?
Right.
Who am I going after? And also understanding that there's, you don't have to stay within your city to find freelancing opportunities. And so there are many ways to freelance. It could be local, but it also can be on a national level. So I think that's one thing that surprises them a lot, that they can, you know, they think, oh, I know this person or I know this organization, so I'm just going to go after those. And who else can I meet in my area? But there's a big world out there and so much opportunity out, not only in your, you know, local community, but beyond.
Well, it's so funny. I was having a marketing conversation with somebody that I work with here recently. And the topic of the conversation was, you know, I have no local clients, not one. Yeah. All of my clients are somewhere else in the United States or somewhere around the world. I've got clients in Australia. I have clients in in South Africa and India. I mean, they're all over the world. I don't have any locally. I need to work on my local marketing because, you know, I don't have any here in Chapel Hill and Raleigh, which is kind of funny. But yes, the freelancers really need to get into their head that they can, particularly with the online platforms today, like Upwork and Freelancer and Fiverr, they can work anywhere in the world. They can have clients anywhere around the world now, depending on what it is that they do.
Right. Yeah. I think, like you've mentioned before, looking at yourself as a business.
Absolutely. So obviously we're all in a very unique state now in the past several months. I mean, the pandemic is not done, not over. Everything is not back to the normal that we used to know. I think it's becoming a new normal. But talk to me about, you know, what kind of programs and things have you seen implemented since the pandemic started? You know, what's still available to help small businesses and freelancers?
So all of our services are still available. Those did not change even with the pandemic. We all transitioned virtually, and I think pretty much most states are still virtual. There are small business development centers. So we're doing this. We're doing Zoom calls. We're doing more phone calls, email coaching. So we, in Ohio, all of us are still virtual with our clients. So we really created more programming around cybersecurity, mm-hmm. e-commerce, and more marketing than before, and than we had been doing before. So that's where we transitioned some of our programming at first. So
are you seeing any particular areas, like business categories, business services that have been hit harder than others, that you're seeing more of those types of people?
So we have, obviously the restaurants and retail were hit incredibly hard. Though we're able to help some businesses transition quickly to e-commerce, to virtual classes, and they've actually now starting to grow again, which is wonderful to see. You know, I think that not everyone suffered, obviously, you know, through this, but we are really still seeing a need for understanding how to utilize social media better. I think sometimes before COVID, people thought, oh, I'll just put a picture up on social media and I'll get sales. They weren't, I want to say not taking it seriously, but they weren't as invested in their social media. And that has completely changed. That's 90% of what we get asked about currently is how can I leverage social media better? So, and then sales growth is definitely a topic that comes up a lot right now.
So is there still money available for, I mean, we had the PPP money, you know, at the beginning, and is there still any of that money or any of those types of programs that can still help people today?
So currently there's not money through the PPP or the EIDL. We don't know if there'll be another round of that. Some communities still have local grants available. You'd have to check in your community. I know I was talking to an economic development director yesterday from one of our suburbs, and he was saying they've got money to do another round of small micro grants. So it's really going to be more of a hyper local situation, or and there are still some grants available, but a lot more research will have to be done. There's not anything from the government currently.
Well, and the important point even about that is that your SBDC local office is going to be a great resource to help you figure out if there is anything locally available to you.
Absolutely. While we can't guarantee lending or grant money, we can definitely refer you to sources. So, you know, whether that is for a potential loan or if we know about grant opportunities, we are a fantastic resource for that.
And although you don't lend money, I mean, I know that you do have services to help a small business get a loan. You've got lots of different resources.
The SBDCs do not lend money. However, we can help you put your financials together, projections. We can, you know, we have a lot of great relationships with bankers in our communities, so we can help refer you to the right bank for the type of business you have. And, you know, while again, we can't guarantee you'll get a loan, we can at least get the process started, make that introduction, and be there along the way with you. So we've even gone to meetings with our clients with bankers.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, again, where are you going to get that for free?
Right. Absolutely.
There's a lot of people that want to charge you for that, but you know, and you do, you, the SBDCs are so ingrained into the communities that they're in. I mean, again, I dealt with one when I was 18 years old. I'm almost 53 now. You do the math. How long ago was that? Yesterday, of course. Well, the current ASBDC conference, which is the national conference, it's the 40th. So,
I started a small business in 2005. I had no idea that SBDCs existed. No idea. And, you know, sometimes I'm like, oh, I should go back and open that business again because now I have a support team. So,
right.
Yes.
Well,
yes. Unbelievable.
That's a great point to what the SBDC really is. I mean, they are your business cheerleader, your support system, your resource. There's so many things that they offer, and different SBDCs are going to have, like you said, different specialties, different things, different programs. And a lot of them are doing virtual training now where you're not limited anymore by just the SBDC that's in your neighborhood or in your community. You can deal, I mean, statewide, every state has a lot of SBDCs. I mean, dozens of them. Some, like California, Texas, have many, many SBDC offices. So you've got a huge pool of them that you can deal with for different types of training.
Absolutely. We are starting to see people from other parts of the state attend our virtual trainings, whereas before they weren't going to drive 3 hours for a workshop because we all do different things and we want to share clients. You know, we want to help everyone. And so if we feel they could benefit from a workshop another SBDC is running, we send them there. This is, we just want to help you be successful. And
absolutely,
we'll do what we need to do to and refer you where you need to go.
So what is your recommendation for the top three things that freelancers and small business owners, and maybe it's a different list for each, but the top three things they should be doing right now?
I would say the first thing is understand your numbers. Look at your cash flow. Work with either your accountant or bookkeeper to understand what's happening in your business. And also understanding your numbers includes analytics on your website and social media. So it's not just about, you know, the cash in your bank account. So that is the top thing they need to be doing. They should always be doing it. But that's really, really important to know where you stand right now. Then I would say re-examining your customer. Has your customer changed since all of this happened? Do you have new customer segments you weren't aware of because now you are online and you weren't before? So re-examine your customer. And as always, who you are, who that value proposition, who am I? What do I have to offer that's different than other people? Because you do have competition. So really who you are. That's my opinion. I'm sure people have other opinions on what.
Well, I totally agree. I totally agree. Cash is king. Absolutely, positively, you've got to be looking at that. And yeah, what makes you different? If you're just like everybody else, what's the value there? You've got to have that something that makes you stand out. And it's really important to understand what that is and put that message out there. So your counseling sessions out, like if I want to get involved with an SBDC, I'm not coming to SBDC offices right now, correct?
At least in the state of Ohio, you're not. And I'm pretty sure in most of the states, they're still virtual, unless they're doing some just quick get-togethers. But, you know, at least in Ohio, everyone's virtual currently.
Yeah. And I know in Maryland they are, because I've had numerous conversations with Maryland, and they're still a virtual as well. So, but even virtually, there's a lot of help and a lot of resources that obviously you can get from your local SBDC.
Yes, you just look it up and you register with their center or email them, and they will get back to you to help you. Or start with a workshop. Check it out.
So give us some examples of some of the workshops that your SBDC runs.
Oh, so we probably do 8 workshops a month. So we do everything from starting a business in Ohio, the basics, how to get an LLC, to specific sales growth workshops, accounting and record keeping workshops, and digital marketing workshops.
And those are free?
They are free. Yes, we don't. Sometimes we do charge a nominal fee if we bring in an expert, but typically 99% of them are free.
So what are some of your more specialized types of events that you do on a rotating basis?
So we always have a business planning class every month, and we always have a Starting Your Business in Ohio class once a month. Okay. Then we always have Marketing Monday. Our digital marketing consultant does a Facebook Live on marketing, on a marketing topic every Monday. And three times a quarter, we'll do a specific social media workshop. So,
All good stuff, and all stuff that's so important for, regardless of what kind of a business you have, that this is the information that we all need. And even, you know, sometimes I find even when you know some of these subjects, it's always good to get a refresher, and you learn something different from every workshop or session. That you're going to learn something, even if you know the basics, there's something that you're still going to learn from that.
Yeah. Well, because your business is always changing and pivoting. So it's great to keep up with what's going on.
And the SBDC is the perfect place to make sure that you're keeping up with all those new laws and rules and money and grants and things that are coming down the road that are so important for all of us. Well, Beth, I can't believe our half hour is over already, but thank you so much for coming and talking to us about the SBDC. Again, I think your organization is the best kept secret, and we need to get the word out because it's so important for small business to be, have this resource. And you're free. Again, you're free.
I know. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you highlighting the SBDCs and all the work that you do to help small businesses. And it's been a pleasure to work with you over the years and get to know you. And yes, we are free. Please visit the SBDCs. We want to help you succeed. Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And everybody, get online, find your closest SBDC, give them a call, and start taking advantage of some of the wonderful things that they have for you. Thanks so much.
When you're ready to kickstart your freelance career and grow your small business, visit jointhefreelanceeconomy.com for more information and online training to help you be more successful. Thanks for spending time with us on the Freelance Economy Podcast.